Well, hello, Haunters. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip. This is your weekly haunt news briefing. If these stories are interesting to you, or if you want to stay on top of what's happening in the industry, we release a weekly free newsletter, and you can subscribe to that at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. That's hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And now, as always, when we have the news, I'm giving it over to Daryl to tell us what's going on.
The Wild Adventures theme park in Valdosta, Georgia, has had their biggest opening season yet. And because of that, they've decided to have a great pumpkin Lumen Nights this fall. We know our guests and our families are always looking for something new and fun and exciting, different to do this fall. So we decided to bring that to the table with Great Pumpkin Lumen Nights, said Adam Floyd, communications manager for Wild Adventures. Coming this fall from September 24th right through October 31st, park official says it'll feature a larger-than-life pumpkin sculptures across the park. A similar event is already seen at their other sister properties, including Dollywood in Tennessee. Floyd said that was recognized as one of the best Halloween events in the country in 2019. Since Wild Adventures opened for our 2020 season back in April, we've experienced some of the best starts of our season that we've ever had. There's a lot of demand for fun and adventure, said Floyd. And the number of park visitors is already nearing those of 2019 levels. With the increased attendance, there is a shortage in staff, so they are looking to hire about 300 employees for all different departments. If you're near Valdosta, Georgia, and are not currently involved in a haunted attraction, or know somebody else who has some free time, let them know all about it. Are you in the market to buy a haunted house? The Waco Haunted House in Central Texas is for sale. After a 31-year reign of terror, the mad curators at the Museum of Horrors have made a difficult decision to sell. Co-owner Danae Anderson, who has played her own character, Dr. Frenzy Rigamortis, since it opened at the Waco Haunted House in Interstate 35 near Elm Street since 1990. The haunted house consists of a museum of horrors and an adjacent Texas Chainsaw Nightmare attraction. I have so many memories here, she said. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've had people tell me, especially some of the kids that come out, that it was because that they were able to connect with other people. All teenagers feel like they're alienated from somebody, and they already feel kind of monstrous. The two haunted houses, multiple hearses, and 30 years worth of animatronics, props, and equipment are up for sale. It also includes a 60-foot mobile home, office, store, and warehouse, ticket booth, tower, and concession building, a company van, the three hearses, storage trailers, and more. If the right purchaser comes along, the haunt can be up and running again for the 2021 season, she believes. Descanso Gardens in La Cañada, California, announced the return of Carved this October. The Halloween event includes a mile-long trail lined with thousands of professionally carved jack-o'-lanterns and sculptures made of natural materials. There will be pumpkin carving demonstrations, a house made of pumpkins, a hay maze, and picnic-style themed food. Tickets go on sale in September for members and, in October, to the general public. The house of home haunter Kit Espinata in East Providence, Rhode Island, was damaged in a fire this last week. She hosts an annual Halloween display in her yard, collecting donations and non-perishable food items for the Rhode Island Community Food Bank Association. Some of the walls and ceilings needed to be ripped out because firefighters needed to make sure the fire was not in the rest of the house, she told NBC News 10 during an interview 2 days after the fire. Some of the homemade props she stored in her garage went up in smoke. There's one storage tent that's all melted in the front, but the stuff in the back of it may have made it. There may be smoke or water damage. Hopefully, she can salvage some of it. Last year, she collected 737 pounds of food plus $350 for the Rhode Island Community Food Bank Association. After a popularity of a Christmas projection show in Chatham, Ontario, Canada, the Armory and Lights event organizers have decided to add a Halloween show for 2021. Last year, their Christmas event switched to a drive-in format and will remain that way for 2021, so we can expect the same for the Halloween event. It'll take place between October 14th and 30th with three shows each night. Each show will be 90 minutes, twice as long as their 2020 shows, and feature projections, dancing, and performances. Applications for performers, artists, and other staff will be available coming soon. So if you live in the Chatham, Ontario, Canada area, keep your eyes and ears to the ground. Who said the famous quote, "If I cannot inspire love, I will cause fear"? If you guessed Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein, you're correct. On June 30th, Mary Shelley's House of Frankenstein in Bath, which is in the UK, will open to the public. It's an interactive experience and a museum, and it's bursting with unusual artifacts and vintage items, multi-sensory environments, and assorted body parts, of course. Guests will step into the dark world of Mary Shelley to learn about her tragic life and come face to face with an 8-foot recreation of the literary monster that continues to fascinate the world to this day. In today's news, we've also got a couple of notes on scare acting. As we're preparing for the haunt season, scare actors may want to strengthen their skills on dealing with aggressive guests. The newest entry in the Practical and Theatrical Scare Actor blog has some helpful advice for ways to respond to difficult guests who are aggressive and belligerent. Also, the YouTube channel Spikina Movies released a video on the art of the jump scare. Using examples from the films of David Lynch, the video explores how to set up, setting, sound, and pacing can create the perfect jump scare to startle audiences. There are many tips that can be applied to haunts and immersive theater as well.
Today's episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with reporting by Daryl Plunkey, post-production by David Swope. This Haunt News Update is a production of the Haunted Attraction Network, and you can sign up to our weekly newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. Support for this episode comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Until next time, Haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network.